This is Ian Plested in association with Ben's Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Carl Taylor. After Guildford City won 4-2 at Abbey Rangers were 2-0 up, but we scored straight away, and I think that was the catalyst really for the win.
Yeah, definitely getting back into it early. Always you need to have that. It was a really good goal as well. 3 or 4 really incisive passes, and then you get your full back on the end of it, and he's got enough to finish, and yeah, that started it, and then that was it. We literally picked up from there and dominated really, and had the extra spring in our step. And fair play to the boys, it was all to them. It was nothing to do with us. Yes, we brought subs on and whatever, but they got the bit between their teeth and they turned it. So, you know, at last, because obviously Thursday we were all a little bit disillusioned with how the game went, but I knew it wouldn't be like that tonight. But when you go 2-0 down to a team that's been, well, I don't think they'd lost in the league up to this point, so yeah, it was always going to be difficult. And they're lively, really lively, so yeah, that's a really good turnaround.
Quite a scrappy first half, but we looked a lot better than we did on Saturday. But then the penalty happens, and then that goal happens straight at the beginning of the second half. It's a difficult match when that's happening. Were you happy with the improved performance in the first half, or was it just not enough?
Well, we told him at half time that obviously it wasn't a time to come in and be pointing out any negatives. The only thing that we pointed out was that we needed to be calmer. We knew what they were going to do. We knew what their strengths were. And so to come out and then literally go 2-0 down, you know, it was difficult to know how we were going to literally tactically look at it, but I was already in a place at half time where I had ideas about attacking them, so we just jumped on it very quickly afterwards. 2-0 down, obviously we scored 2-1, but obviously I made the changes very quickly after that anyway. So
a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the finishing, some outstanding finishing. Players know where the goal is at the moment, and that's really good.
Yeah, listen, they're technically good enough, but they're young, they're inexperienced, and for a lot of them it's the first time they've been given regular football, some of them, so it takes time. You know, you get eager and you rush things, and sometimes you play for yourself, but they're learning as a team, and they were very much a team in the last 30 minutes tonight. Hopefully that's given them the catalyst to go forward and not fear anyone really.
Do you feel that Saturday is something completely different, or is it we go again with exactly everything the same?
We're having at home, but then also we've got a really tough game on a bank holiday Monday, Tadley away. It's ridiculous, the scheduling of that for a team that's not local. So obviously we're going to manage the whole squad over the weekend, because we've got to. So we'll have different players playing on Saturday, because it's important we have a Vars run, and we'll make sure that we're not disrespecting Worthing, and you know, we'll take this into that game. But Saturday's always different at midweek anyway, and then there's a tough game on the Monday, but obviously one game at a time, Worthing first. And yeah, we have got the squad rotating, so we will have slight differences, but not like Saturday where those slight differences hurt us. They won't hurt us on Saturday.
Thanks for your thoughts, and congratulations on a great win.
Thanks very much. Thank you.